You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. We begin this Advent service with hymn 331, The Advent of Our King.
Thank you.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I
a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Lord, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Stir up our hearts, O Lord, and make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest they come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in singing together the gradual printed in your bulletin. Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus said there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees, and as soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn 743, Jesus, Priceless Treasure. peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We know that our Lord is coming. He has told us this is the season of Advent. We're anticipating his coming, and he wants us ready when he comes. Although we don't know the day or time, he says that before he comes, there will be signs. Signs in the sun, moon, and stars. There will be distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. There will be people fainting with fear, with foreboding of what is coming on the world. You get that sense in that hymn we just sang, just the tone, right? The foreboding, and yet words of hope and promise. Jesus tells us he's coming so that we're ready for his coming. He also tells us so that we live our lives now with hope and eager anticipation of his coming. Coming in a cloud with power and great glory. He says, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This means he wants you to be looking for these things and encouraged by them. This coming is the culmination. This is the goal of his suffering, his death, his resurrection. Everything will be made right. The faithful will be restored in his image and shine like stars in his kingdom. So rather than be discouraged by scoffers or weighed down by the concerns of this world, he wants you, his redeemed, encouraged by his word. Rather than grow impatient, the Lord wants you to be alert and ready. As St. Peter wrote, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. How encouraging to know when you're speaking with somebody who doesn't know the Lord. Know that the Lord does not want them to perish, but that they reach repentance before he returns. Encouragement, especially for those who have loved ones who don't know the Lord. Peter continues, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and works are done on it will be exposed. While there will be signs before the Lord returns, this day will also be a surprise to many. In Revelation, we hear that it's those who will not wake up who are going to be caught off guard. As John writes, remember, when what you received, then what you received and heard, keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief. And you will not know at the hour I will come against you. The day will be like we heard from Malachi, for behold, the day is coming burning like an oven, when all the arrogant, all the evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming, shall set them ablaze. And yet the prophet gives the promise. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. The Lord wants you to look forward to his return with this hopeful anticipation. He's coming for the final consummation. He's coming for his church, the bride. But waiting with this hopeful anticipation is difficult to do. We want to do it, but we fail. We get discouraged. We get distracted. Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. He gives hope and the certainty that the signs and events they observe, we observe, are assurance that the kingdom of God is near. In Christ, there is no doubt. It's just a matter of time. And the assurance is in the words of Christ. They will never pass away. Neither will those who hear his word and keep it. The Lord wants you to trust him. He loves you. He wants you to love him, not this world, which is passing away. James says, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no surprise that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Returning to Peter, picking up where we left off before, his admonition in anticipation of the day of the Lord. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, you know, all this stuff's going away, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. According to his promise, we're waiting for new heavens and a new earth. This is all passing away. So we live according to his promise, the words of Christ. Though everything else is passing away, the words of Christ never will. As we heard from the epistle, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction. And through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Referring to the words of Christ. The scriptures, for endurance, instruction, encouragement, hope. The scriptures are Christ's words for you. You need them. The one thing needful. In our gospel, Jesus continues, but watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Dissipation is a word that describes what happens when you've had too much to drink. You're unable to think clearly. You don't feel good. Don't have a lot of energy, you just want to lay down and sleep. You're not very concerned with the people around you. You're not very attentive to them, let alone the Lord. But don't think this verse is only referring to drinking too much. There are many ways that we suffer dissipation from overindulging our sinful flesh. But consider your state of mind, your energy level after overindulging in food. Or how about after hours of binge watching? Are your hearts weighed down with dissipation? Do the cares of this life go away? Maybe for a moment, but they don't go away. They may come back heavier. That may be why you're compelled to overindulge because of this weight on your heart.
But our Lord warns us, don't do that. He gives you an alternative. Rather than your hearts being weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, he says, stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the life of a Christian, awake, alert, eagerly anticipating his coming. We love our Lord more than this world. This world cannot save us. It's passing of the way. The one who loves and has redeemed us is coming for us. So we deny our sinful desires, our sinful flesh, so that it might be put to death. So that we may live in Christ, in that hope and joy that we have in him. James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James is very direct, but appropriate. It's not done with your strength, but with the Lord's. But you're participating in this. He has given us his word and his spirit, his body and blood, to strengthen our faith in him and our love for one another. We pray continually in humility and recognition of our need for him. We pray for endurance and perseverance and faith. We pray that he come. I pray thy kingdom come. As we listen to and meditate on the word of Christ, it keeps us awake, hopeful in anticipation of the return of our Lord who has redeemed us. As we observe the distress of nations, as people fail with fear and with foreboding of what is coming in the world, we straighten up and raise our heads because our redemption is drawing near. Your redemption was secured on the cross. It's delivered to you through Christ's word and his sacraments. You stand before the Son of Man when you approach the altar. He has invited you to come here to receive the forgiveness and salvation he has won for you. He pours into you his strength so that you may stand when he comes in a cloud with power and great glory. The Son of Man will come with redemption to usher you to the heavenly banquet table. You don't have to be weighed down with the cares of this life. May straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the baptized children of God, clothed in Christ's perfect holiness and righteousness, that God would give ear to our cries, create in us contrite hearts, and bring us to the last day as his beautiful, unblemished bride, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the congregations and ministers of the church, especially Matthew, our Synod President, Timothy, our District President, me, our circuit visitor, that by them the Father would continually call sinners to repentance and comfort them with the healing of the Son of Righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Lord's gift of marriage, that he would preserve it against the ravages of sin, the schemes of the devil, and the raging of the world. And for the couples and families of our congregation, that God would strengthen them in love for one another and establish them on the foundation of his word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of the earth and those who govern, that those who would hinder God's reign would be thwarted and his peace established in all places, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all Christian citizens, that in the midst of strife and conflict and wars and rumors of wars, we would remember that God has given all authority in heaven and on earth to Christ, who reigns on high. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are in need, the sick, the imprisoned, the lonely and the grieving, and those we remember at this altar, including Vicky, Anita, Lois, Louis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, George, Ann, and Jeff, that they would be given patience to endure and hope for the future. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who commune today, that as Christ comes to them in the blessed sacrament with his forgiving body and blood, so they may straighten up and raise their heads also when they see him come again in glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, by your Son you have revealed to us that heaven and earth will pass away, that our bodies will rise again, and that we will all appear before his judgment seat. We implore you, keep us in your word by your Holy Spirit. Establish us in the true faith. Defend us from all sin, and preserve us in every temptation. Do not let our hearts be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, or cares of this life, but lead us to trust fully in your grace, and so watch, pray, and await with joy the glorious coming of your Son, in whom we obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
For those listening on the radio, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
We continue on page 194 with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven,
We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.